Okay, man.
Bye, Doc.
See you, Steve.
By the show. So our mics are on, but we're not on.
Well, we're on in the tent.
Dear Doug, greetings from sunny Miami.
I'm deeply honored.
I'm happy to report that we've been open for 6 months now, and business is really booming.
Business is booming so loudly.
We get so happy because
make ourselves
we get to meet so many new people every day.
Because this business boom is at 120 decibels. Just listen to that crowd laugh.
For me,
they are enjoying our serendipitous radio. Insomnia ball.
Did the nonchalant people go out and shoot pictures of people answering the phones?
I don't know if they do. You know, the whole... It's all about them. It's all about those people out there. God bless them.
We like to keep up
with those people. But it's
interesting that
from the...
We run behind them. We travel and...
From the J. June Institute skyscraper, they're apparently controlling individual cases.
But you know, if you hit yourself with a J. June hard enough, it will make you puke.
How much information... The person I talked to was quite willing to give up.
Right.
He was telling him about going into the nonchalance game, and they needed this and this and this. Uh-huh. And I think you gave complete strangers all this stuff about your life.
Yep. Right. And you'll give up your breakfast if you get hit in the jejunum hard enough. That's true.
That's what the young people mean when they say give it up.
You dubbed the disc, so you don't need to. You don't need it here.
No, but we could play it.
No, but it's
who was the guy you interview there at the center?
Kendall... La or Lazarus.
That's Lazarus.
That's
otherwise known as the Laz.
And he's been risen from the dead for a while now, right?
I interviewed him in the studio. It makes up a substantial part of the broadcast.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't repeat it then, because that's what you're really implying by your answer there, correct?
Well, there are certain things.
Oh, so I didn't want to.
What happened to him?
Not be politic to release at the present time.
Yes, that's true.
Certainly
that is so true. And we try to stay away from politics
pick up
on this show.
Mr. Lazarus in the middle of the night, sub rosa, you understand, on the QT.
And you did have to raise him from the dead at that point?
Not at that time, but the
later on his
special tonic, whatever it is.
Man.
I don't know what you call
it. I'll give up more than my
You administer it, and it does bring the dead back.
Ah,
wait a minute. I didn't sign up for this.
In fact, this happened to Sir Isaac Newton, but it might indeed be something that...
And other dead people that have been brought back, correct?
Enoch Root before Newton and others who meant to extend their lives by unnatural science.
Alchemy and those various arcane...
You could
practices.
Call it alchemy. They didn't really have a name. Certainly the word science was not around. But it was very special.
Yes, caller, go ahead.
Well, caller, say you're here. Out with it.
Say your say.
Yes, out.
Out damn spot.
Out damn
just
spot.
Use a Tide pen and that spot will whimper and crawl.
You know,
away.
If you get, that's true, you can get a Tide pen with bleach that will get that spot right out.
The Tide will come in and bleach that spot white as the bright sea sands.
After 300 years, nothing
300 years while snickering crabs had tittered at the entrapped spirit in his shell, he was finally released by a fisherman on a beach in Araby.
And what did he say at
he
the
said,
point of release?
The first 1,000 years I would shower whoever let me out of this damn bottle with gold and gems and do anything he wanted and be his servant just for me getting out of this damn bottle. But the second 1,000 years... I thought that asshole was taking far too long, and when he gets there,
I'm gonna
destroy him the moment I emerge from the bottle.
That.
And you're it. So why did you have to wait, 2,000 years to let me out of that bottle? So prepare to die, thou tiny little.
Yeah, you waited too long.
Whatchamacallit, human.
Only through a trick of fate, such as your untimed birth.
Yes, Aunt Bertha's lower birthmarks will be back with more biblical exegesis and even a talk from mm-hmm. Father uh-huh. Snell.
And what size was that?
Those were the size of the Idiotites, who pisseth against the wall.
Hey, if it
in
says
the third
that
book
you,
of Enoch,
if you can't load your the registry cannot load the Hive file. Is that a bad error?
Only for the bees.
No, we're fine. Keep going.
You see, the Lord slew the Midianites because they pisseth against the wall.
Ah, yes. Pisseth not into the wind nor against the wall of thy neighbor's house.
It wasn't the specific thing. Once again, it's like the business with the apple and the tree. It's because I say so. And
well,
you break
you
that rule, I don't care how irrational it is. You must be in slavery to the Jebusites.
That's true. And Moab, on the plains of Moab, your hide shall be drawn and quartered.
Then there was Lot's wife. I had nothing against her personally, but she would turn around and turn into a pillar of salt at the nuclear destruction of the cities of the plain.
She can still be seen in the cattle field, kind of licked down to a nub now, but that's her, that little short thing with the tongue prints in it.
You remember in Walter Houston's movie of the Bible, they made the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah look like a nuclear attack.
I like that. I always like that.
It had George C. Scott as Abraham.
8-1-0-5. So sad. 0-0. The choice of George C. Scott as Abraham in that movie was...
He did rather well. I mean, as much as
that's what I was going to say. It was sad that he didn't win an achievement award for...
Well, the movie was boring. It was the Bible, after all. The movie
Yeah,
the
it wasn't
Bible.
Even the whole Bible. It was like two or three...
It's
two or three
first
verses in the
book.
In the,
it's like, Genesis, essentially. But
like
it came
Bible.
Out in the 60s at the same time. It was often on a double bill with 1 million years B.C. Just about as accurate in its primordial recapitulation.
I've got a copy of 1 million years B.C.
I'll bet you a lot that my copy is superior to your copy.
I have a digital widescreen director's cut copy.
Is it really a director's cut?
Yes. Would you like a copy of it? I can burn it to DVD for you.
Sure. But,
of course, I'll give all of the royalties to the various agencies.
The long Pathé version was only shown in Europe, and a lot of it is shortened in the standard American version, including the version that is on DVD.
I'll have to check and see.
Only the
LaserDisc
had the
that.
Full length. The
yeah, no,
if it has the Fox 20th Century Fox title, it's the short version.
I think I have the shorter version.
Does it have the Fox searchlights at the beginning?
I'll have to look.
Because the long version.
I just got it just recently because
they
it was
edited a lot out of it, including
it
more dinosaur stuff.
Recently?
No, it's never been re-released. But.
Because it appeared recently, along with a couple of other ancient black and white classics, like 20 Million Miles to Earth, Earth
yeah.
versus the Flying Saucers. I got all of those. I got the other one with the other. It's not 1 million years B.C., but it was another.
Valley of Guanji.
No,
he
Valley
put Earth versus the Flying Saucers, 20 million miles, and It Came from Beneath the Sea in color, with the color adding process.
I did. I think It Came from Beneath. Is that that's what I was asking. Were those that a compilation that may have been a recent release?
They
or
were
something?
Recently released
as a collection or something.
Yeah, it's a new
set.
Group that has come out, but you can get those in color. The
okay,
color.
Those are the ones I think
restoration
I got,
supervised
because
by
because they
Harry
were together, Huston. Which implies that they were put there together as a collective unit, probably
well, that's
acquired
pretty
as a collective
cool.
unit.
Do you have, extra materials on your 1 million years B.C. Disc?
No. Just,
that would be
cool.
Too much to hope for.
Yeah.
But at any rate, the Bible. It came out at the same time. And that movie and the 1 million years B.C. were shown to our soldiers in Vietnam. Because many remembered seeing them.
That was one good thing about war is you get great, lots of great movies. You get everything.
But now you
I was
don't.
Proud as
now it's just all videos and stuff.
I don't know. Probably the same. Yeah, and that's better, actually.
But not, you don't get to go into a hall and sit down and see the movie with
or in my office. I had the 16mm projector and all the movies. That was one of my jobs. And in Vietnam was to change the movie every day. We had thousands of movies. And I watched Catch 22 probably 10 times that day because so many people came in and wanted to see this. Well, a 2 hour
I saw this
movie.
Beautiful movie projector yesterday.
16, 8?
Look, it was
9.
Must have been. It was. I'm trying to remember the brand. It seems like it was a Columbia.
And you can be sure if it's de jure.
It was one of those kind that's, you know, probably weighs 60, 70 pounds because it's made out of solid metal, you know. Big, hard, fat cords going in it. You know, they built them, they over-engineered them to the point of ridiculousness.
Well, that's so, if at a party a drunken lady guest hooks the cord with her high heel and brings the whole thing crashing to the ground, it won't be shattered. You pick it up and put it back up and run up
and let it go. Can't do that with today's modern toys. The expectation is you better.
Yeah, don't really need to because you can go buy 8 for the price.
Yeah, because you just go buy another one. Instead of buying one metal thing that weighs 1,000 pounds and nobody can destroy,
the thing does 132 more things in that 60mm.
Yeah, because it does one thing. Now you've got something that weighs, you know, it fits in the palm of your hand. It does everything. And you don't even have to talk to it.
No, that's the problem. It doesn't do enough.
It does almost everything. It runs on like a half of a pen light battery.
Right, but you'll have to buy another one tomorrow because it doesn't do enough.
But it doesn't like your it doesn't like the voice you talk to it in, so it gets upset easily.
I'm trying to sign on here, damn. Damn,
ever had your computer start talking to you? I mean, actually in an audible voice?
I actually have a little
on YouTube,
tour,
thing below
a device
there,
called Narrator.
Audio preview, and if you hit that, it'll read back your comments to you in a little monotone box.
Yeah, it's like a robot voice.
What feature is this?
I've got a program called Narrator, and whatever the active window is what the computer will just start reading whatever text in the active window, whatever you move to the next active window.
Yeah.
So you can hear it.
That's actually pretty cool.
It starts with what the frame is, goes to the end of the page, and then it starts reading whatever's on the page.
Because then you can just hear the bob.
I did not ask the computer to say anything. I did not plan for it to start
yakking. That's weird. Was anybody else around that could confirm this computer was actually talking to you?
It's. I don't care what it's saying. It's something that is intrusive and not.
What about other objects in your room? Do they speak to you as well?
Like Chinese Buddha heads?
Like your
only the ones that have been so specially empowered.
What about these little dinosaurs? Do any of those speak to you? In their dinosaur. Like cadence.
I don't think so.
That's good. That's
I'm thinking. Good. I used to have one that was called a Roarosaurus, and it would periodically roar, but it was broken a long time ago by my clumsy roommate.
Too many people are still laboring under the impression that this is some kind of a radio show.
Well, they may think what they like. After all, it's their God-given right.
It's actually a parody of radio shows.
Well, that's your interpretation, Philo. I'm not sure everyone believes this is a parody or even a pastiche. Rather,
an agglomeration. It could be an agglomeration.
But in its way, whether an agglomeration.
Some might say it's kludged together.
It's
to use some formerly hot parlance.
Will you step into my parlance? Said the spider to the fly. A what? I see.
Dinosaur voices.
Dinosaur voices are dropping on you. It's the
this
crickets
is where
on
I
the
skin my knuckles from walking all the way
yes,
here.
The peace.
Truth
it's
of the matter
wonderful.
Was, stories was everything, and everything was stories.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody told stories. It was a way of saying who they were in the world. It was their understanding of themselves.
Mm.
It was letting themselves know how they believed the world worked the right way and the way that was not so
and
right.
You could say that of Aunt Bertha, too, and there's nothing particularly virtuous about it. It only seems so because of lack of inspiration and
are you saying that the mere act of storytelling does not is not evidence of the concept that the story was actually worth telling?
Well, I'll assert here my belief that Aunt Bertha was just performing according to an inane script. She might have been responsible for, but she's not really telling the story. The writer of this nonsensical, evil script is telling the story or attempting to create a story.
Don't you think there's honor in acting like you're telling a story that you're trying to convince people that you were the author of?
The question of authorship ideally recedes and should recede. Otherwise, you're looking at the mechanism rather than the effect.
Okay, so you believe that the... Okay, I understand there. That it would be definitely a triumph of style over substance, and that would be wrong. Wrong. Absolutely wrong.
Well, I don't know about that.
And I'll tell you now that you can pry my...
Yes, in the
you
new
can
way.
Get this...
You a new world, yeah.
Pry my cold, dead fingers out of my cold, dead fingers.
Those
my other
fingers
cold,
are
dead
cold
fingers.
And dead, and they've been where the sun doesn't shine. I don't know where those fingers have been.
They're stinky fingers.
They're cold, dead, stinky fingers. So just pull those fingers for an eternal surprise, where spring is eternal.
I didn't sign up for
coming
this
up
either.
Are
you
through
talking
the
about
snow.
Hex Day?
Yes, Hex Day, where we all put... long, loving, long-lasting curses on each other.
What?
Hex Day, where we perform hex signs and,
And that's where we flip our noses in the things that are contained therein.
I want to see that. That sounds cool.
Yes, we draw the sacred hexachlorophyhedon, and there, inside it, we are protected from dynamic, leaping, bouncing demons and mountebanks.
And if we butcher these pigs, we can actually snort the special sauce.
Yes, we can torture and then snort up these pigs with the...
Achieve Cytor spasm.
Then there's the giant device wielded by Doc Fropp, which you always want to...
The old ways are the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to get that giant electrical machine plugged into your face.
Now.
Yep.
So
yeah,
there
the
you
plug
go.
Is
hey,
in
chimp
place.
Stop! It was just because
when the plug is actually in
high
place,
quality, you know,
and the current is turned on,
quality,
the pain stops.
Then the video has to be in high quality, and it was sitting there for 12 hours, no thumbnails, no high quality,
and the numbness goes away. The thumbnails
in this
after a while become a thing of recent memory and then fade away
so
entirely.
I'm gonna go back to their own plateau.
What thumbnails, dumb nuts? No,
only
I know not of thumbnails.
This
or
really
why?
Know what I'm talking about.
What?
I'd rather be
it's
a smartass
like
than a dumbass.
Any of these secret systems floating around the radio waves.
Well, if you can't be a tree, be a bee. And if you can't be a bee...
For those of you that don't understand, this is all code being sent out to different parts of the world, and secret people go, okay, here's the secret. Oh, there's one now.
Oh, there you spilled
see,
the sauce.
See, and then we shoot movies of people, you know, and they say, dance, damn you, dance.
This
and then
is
there's
the
video of that
secret
that goes up on YouTube.
Special
and not only
sauce,
that, the tickets are grossly
have to
overpriced.
To abuse these unfortunates and
that's
and
see, I always like
at
to be
them,
at the abuse result and shooting that.
The abuse result. Oh, look, you can hear the shotguns
but
are going
you know,
off in the background.
Those
are shots.
Also enjoy the multi-story shots of successful Hal in his office. That's what I was thinking we could get.
Yeah, multi-story
Sunday
shots.
Morning is,
we need
is
at least
Dr.
three
Hal
stories going on
doing
simultaneously.
His, sex and land research business.
Yeah, and we
could
actually see him hit work.
Multiverse.
It will
kind of
certainly
work
be confusing.
You know, and his secretary, there she is, under the desk again.
I bet Philo can't show up in his suit.
I will be there in my suit.
And it'd be all...
my suit of many colors.
To be all business-like, because after all, business of business is business.
And just remember, keep chanting yourself. Everything is under control.
Oh, okay.
Everything is beautiful. Oh, yeah. And you know, they discovered the skeleton of a 6,000-pound rat.
I'll
just pull that out.
They did?
Yes, a 6,000-pound rat. This rat was of extraordinary size. It
this
was
they you speak
the largest
of
rat
frequently
ever known. And in fact, in ratology, its ratitude has never been ratified.
E-ratus norvegicus?
Just to remind you, the
giant
rat.
It's not
a
Norwegian rat. It is a new species, a 6,000-pound rat.
6,000-pound rat. And this, where do these rats, where is their domicile?
They are no longer living. They did live in South America.
Any chance we could clone these rats?
For the whole first year.
Reintroduce them into the
think that the giant rats died when their food supply ran out.
Well, they were having to eat 3,000-pound mice or something, right?
They ate grains and
giant
French legume.
So they had these beans. These beans were like the size of park benches each that fed these rats. So once these beans were no longer produced, the rats were like sad and had to go away.
Sad rats. Hazmats or hazrats.
Please put me on the endangered species list.
Fat, fat,
if only we'd had an endangered species list back then, we could have saved those giant 6,000-pound rats.
No humans existed at that time. In the Miocene age.
What about Jesus? Was
human
Jesus
ancestors
there?
Were
Jesus
simply
has always been and always will
sub-human
be. He's the alpha,
human
he's the omega.
Primates
he's the
shambling
he's the
through
end.
The prehistoric forest.
So as these apes are shambling through the forest, there's Jesus looking
Not
on because
apes.
Jesus has been here forever.
No. Only semi-human proto-primates.
Hold on, Johnny. You've been reading far too many comics. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Hal, not Johnny.
Now, you know, a giant venomous spider recently discovered has been named after rocker Neil Young. According
Neil
to
Young spider,
scientific,
huh?
Yes. It's
yeah,
called,
Neil must like that. Do you think he asked for that
Myrmecophilia Neil Youngi.
Do you think
in honor of musician Neil Young. The arachnid, discovered in Alabama in 2007, belongs to a species called trapdoor spiders, which live in narrow, silk-lined tunnels underground. The entrances to their tunnels are protected by a shimmering layer of silk that opens like a trapdoor to snare prey.
Do you think they planned on naming it Neil Young in advance, or they called it Neil Young after their
scientists
discovering it in
singled
Alabama?
Out Young both for his music and his activism for peace and justice.
Why not Lynyrd Skynyrd? Why not? Why didn't they name it after Lynyrd Skynyrd?
A spider after Lynyrd Skynyrd?
If they're going to name it after a band, they ought to name it after a home. I mean, wasn't Lynyrd Skynyrd from Alabama?
Saint Stupid's Day. Oh, by the way, I need.
Santo
I need to fix
Stupido.
My drum, and you have an anvil, right, that's hooked up. Don't you have a big old piece of metal hooked to a table?
Well, hooked to a big board, anyway. I can drag
big
it around and bang
board.
A hammer against it.
That's what I need to do.
It's got a rounded edge and a beveled edge. And, you know,
yeah.
There are various edges.
I need to bang on a washer and fix my drum because St. Stupid Day come up.
And then you're going to howl at the moon,
but
right?
Not, I mean, it's a whole month away.
But you never know. Could, like, be there suddenly.
I know, you're creeping me out, man. It's terrible.
It's the music.
Ooh, I actually smelled
the idea
my own
that,
breath there for a minute. It was horrible.
Now your nose hooked down over your exhaling.
It's the over, man.
I had to answer a question something like that. You know, if your nose gets so long you can smell your own breath, then you can offend yourself.
Yeah, well, you don't even have to have a long nose if you just happen to... If the winds are blowing the right way...
Your nostrils simply have to be appropriately oriented.
And the breath has to be going appropriately at the right angles and
the steam
such.
Of the human breath revealing the soul in its gaseous essence.
And not only that, revealing the smell of the inner linings of that self-same soul. They own it. It's the only one on TV.
Really?
It's in syndication.
Wow, cool. How much?
Just
the
remember,
syndicate doesn't want you to know.
Nah. Oh. Because as it's careening out of control, you'll be in the back just going, la 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 la.
I love the world.
Help me. I.
That don't already happened, Bobby.
My name. Did you say Bobby? My name is Bobby.
Here's the Bobby
yes,
going off to the sex goddesses.
The
goddess
little
says,
Bobby wandering
this
off.
This Bobby pay over
casts a long
$3.
Shadow. Little Bobby will grow
oh,
up to be a
this,
big Bobby
no,
someday.
Hal, I'm afraid this little Bobby will only leave and go 8 inches above the earth and then fall back down because this Bobby only paid $3.
Oh, that is unfortunate. He will join the wash of lost bodies bobbing, or the wash of lost bobbies.
It's a lot like that scene in Titanic, when the ship's going down and they show the ocean
of ice gleaming.
Little bobbies floating around.
Little bobolinks.
Only in
their,
the ocean of the Titanic, he probably died pretty fast, all seepy and nice because it's
You'd
so cold.
You'd think, because supposedly they splashed and roared and guy swam and he tried to get in one place and he couldn't and they wouldn't let him on. And so he said, thank you very much. And he swam off. No, this was reported by Colonel Archibald Gracie and other boars who
were one of those chickens.
He just swam off into nowhere, right?
He said, thank you, and he swam away. And they wouldn't let him on the overcrowded, overturned boat.
He said thank you to that. Wow.
Yes, he bitterly said thank you and he swam away through the icy water somewhere else.
Right. So he went on to become president, and he made everybody in the other family really unhappy for three years.
Colonel Archibald Gracie, in fact, succumbed from the shock to his system from the entire Titanic experience, but not before he'd written his book.
So how long did it take him to write that book, 25 years?
No. He wrote it, I think, the year afterwards. He was already working on another book. And
so he succumbed?
He was showing people on the Titanic and boring them to tears.
It was a horrible, horrible thing that happened to him, and he kept
it
that memory alive for another year.
He wrote
it. Now, it was a book on ancient Assyrian archaeology or something. It was terrible, and he would bore everybody.
I thought it was a book on corpse rental techniques.
Well, it's all very well. For you to mock the man, Philo, he did, after all, write a succinct account of the terrible.
I'm not mocking. It was a very popular pastime to rent corpses in those days, as well as sleep dancing.
What about Pele dancing?
Pele dancing? I think
practiced
it was
by the San Francisco
popular.
Chronicle's John Carroll, but I never knew what it was, but it always sounded dreadful.
Pele dancing. Was he dancing with someone named Pele, or was it a type
dancing like
described
Pele,
by...
and wasn't Pele like a tennis star, a soccer
star? Oh, you mean Pele.
Pele, all right, peg leg, whatever.
Pele dancing. Oh, that Pele was a famous South American...
volcano, and some said that Mount Pele
star.
Would erupt in fiery
And he was one of those
doom.
Soccer stars that was the first to, like...
Really...
kick a soccer ball
a
that was moving through the air above
the
his head, and he would like
in
leap
Hawaii.
Into the air,
and
flip
all
upside
of a sudden
down,
a mountain,
and
a
kick the moving
player.
Soccer ball in the air
this
upside
is crazy
down
talk.
Into the goal.
Why does this
well,
crazy
Pele
talk happen on KPFA 94.1?
Is like a superstar.
He was a super,
soccer.
Not just a superstar.
KPFA Berkeley, KPFA.org.
Weren't he a superstar?
He was such a superstar that he could do impossible things like... He could turn
and
upside down in midair and hang in midair without moving. When the ball came by, he could hit the ball upside down and kick it directly into the goal. And sometimes with such force it would actually penetrate the abdomen of the goalie.
Oh, that's terrible.
It was
really
terrible
liked.
For the goalie, but great for Pele because he was like the greatest superstar of soccer to have ever existed. He used to use these special devices that were to train his mind in such a way that he could create these minefields, not minefields, but mind fields of mind force that drove the ball forward in front of him, and all he had to do was hold his arms out to the side and look like Jesus walking on a pedestal through a plane of magic carpet, a hairy magic carpet, that crept over the surface using its hair as flagellant type tentacles.
I thought it used its hair to be a rug.
It was a rug.
Well,
it was a double sided rug.
Pain.
It was double sided. It had a rug on one side and feet that looked like a rug, but there was millions of cilia that just moved, and the whole thing moved forward and crept.
I think that's a little more than the budget we have.
Oh. Well, we can rework the plan. We can drop out a few of the pork things,
Just have it on my desk by Tuesday.
All right. God, man, you can't please these guys. They're always,
well, it looks
always
like we're in the motion picture
Tuesday.
Business
it's
again,
always,
Jim.
What's the big
Tuesday.
Deal about Tuesday?
Now, I want you to round up a
why
bunch of the boys. See if we can rent the old
Tuesday, though. Why does it have to
America
be Tuesday?
America finally has to
we'll
pay
be
for
back
that
on the old lot.
Day.
And we'll start shooting the first Tuesdayites, first
man.
Thing in the morning.
All you Tuesdayites with your religious thing about Tuesday. Just
now, I know you've
Tuesday,
got your own costumes,
economy
and so I
fine.
Think this whole thing can be swell.
Tuesday Weld is like the queen of your religion.
Hubba, hubba.
If I only owned a Pennsylvania
that on Tuesday,
railroad, and if Tuesday Weld would only be my wife.
It's called TV, man.
If I could only stay 16 forever, why then I know that I'd be satisfied with life.
Okay, now if we'll start stopping now, we'll have time to slow it down at a regular pace.
The soggy bog of sucking errors and
hey man, over here, look, it's a bog man.
Okay, it's KPFA.org.
Light its fuse.
The bog. KPFA. By God.
What station is it?
That would be
it's KFCF in Fresno.
Right. No, this is KPFA, 94.1 KFM on the radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley, and KCFR in Chico, and of course on
little
the
Chino,
internet
little brown
worldwide wiggle web at KPFA dot.
Oh, those pants are white.
They're is it just org or
not anymore?
Com? Not anymore. Sorry.
Yeah, just, sorry.
Oh, is it com or org?
I'm just scared of what the show is about to become.
KPFA dot something.
I stained my,
dry it. If
it's white. It's brown dot
com. Doesn't work, then use org. You know,
actually,
I have to do
green.
Everything.
And I was
it's
wondering
green.
If,
oh yes, we recycle everything, including batteries. Bring your used batteries
don't do that.
To KPFA.
And we try to pull back. The illusion.
There's next day, there's Saint
pull
Stephen's
back the
day.
Film, the cloud that hides the slack. And so there it is, revealed
and
in all its naked glory. And isn't it beautiful?
Not having Ivan staying,
that slack
staying
is
here.
So hot.
Well, that doesn't happen, huh?
No, I'm afraid not.
No, they're not coming right now. They had to draw in. It's all this budget crisis thing, this economic
can't
crisis.
Budget, can they?
No, I mean, Obama's going to, like, since the church is so rich, Obama's going to get taxed, going to tax the church.
Well, yes, Obama's
going to
bail out the church.
Yeah, it's an industrial church. We don't.
That's
it's
true.
A
yeah.
Tax-paying
they never,
church.
They
so.
Never. They were always honest. They.
We were always
they
honest.
They went down and filed with Chief Gimme Quarter every year.
So now we're going to pay more than our share of taxes now.
Yep. Which means hey, you know.
It's okay because.
Read my grits.
Uh-huh.
No new Texas.
Anybody want to? You know.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you, you know.
Yeah,
I've been
go
Pedro-fied
ahead.
And pounded into a mental pudding. My cerebellum has long since slipped into a sloppy post-regulatory quorum. But suppose I were to give you Deuteronomical texts from the subgenius Cyclopedia of Slack. The Bibliographon. Yes, the new revelations from J.R. Bob Dubs and his minions, the Myrmidons, who number as many as the grains of sand and drops of water in the eternal ocean. It's economic Darwinism, survival of the richest. The decks are manufactured, already stacked for the winners. The guys who put the evil in the evolution. Talk about not wanting to make waves. They have finally got things just the way they want them. The times they were a-changin', but that may end. Now that the rich are firmly rich and the poor are securely poor, the conspiracy as a whole would benefit if all change were to stop. We must spend our time getting slack. Because time itself may be running out. Oil shortage, water shortage, air shortage, those are as nothing compared to what the con would like to see, a you shortage. Because it's gradual, people don't even notice the world ending. When that day finally comes, on which everything locks up and freezes in place, those who have fallen into line as they were told will shuffle through the slaughterhouse door, from apathy into oblivion. Even if you survive, you'll find yourself worse than dead, in a world composed only of vacant glad-handing geeks and vicious motorheads and liking it. But for now, the high officers of the Fatherland Homestead Security Corporation have decreed that you are at the center of a conspiracy of slack. Are they right? The shakedown started long ago. But who will go in the dome and who will stay out is being decided today. When the cultural gestalto asks you for your papers, will you resist? You sure don't want to get caught resisting. They have this new drug called Camp X-Ray that they give you. It makes you think you've been held in prison for months without even being charged. And they have an even worse drug called false slack that makes you think you've been sitting in your house watching imaginary people's fake lives on TV for years and years instead of living a real life of your own. You can only see the retardation for what it is after you've removed yourself from it for a while. The less TV you watch, the more obvious is the brainwashing when you do watch it. The conspiracy knows you know this, so they pretend that they aren't even pretending. It's not abysmally stupid. They crank out programming that is deliberately so dumb that you find yourself thinking, I can't believe how stupid this is. People watch this? This is so fantastically stupid that I could sit here forever, transfixed, marveling at how stupid people must be to watch this. These incredibly dumb shows are their way of openly, brazenly gloating at what cows we are. But we do have a movement. Break free of the Matrix, screams every cable TV sci-fi thriller after these messages. Gil Scott Heron said,
the revolution will not be televised.
He was wrong. Not only was the revolution televised, but Nike sponsored it. Television, unfortunately, was not revolutionized, so the whole thing ended up as just another show. Friends, we subgeniuses are proud to be called kooks by the rest of the media, if that keeps us out of the same boat with them. It's obvious, of course, that the world in general is an idiot's delight, a contrived mediocrity designed to keep morons occupied. Just look at the notorious conspiracy media, not the decoy reputable media, that's just a distraction, window dressing to make things look good. I mean the stuff people really read and really believe, whether they admit it or not. Look at the tabloids, the true crime magazines, the TV murder shows, 2-inch thick metallic embossed covered hack sci-fi novels and romances, lame movie thrillers, manufactured music personalities. It's bread and circuses with politicians as the clowns. Except the more fun you want to have, the more you have to pay. Don't act like you haven't thought about how bad that stuff sucks. You talk about it all the time. The question is, what are you going to do about it? They, the conspiracy, want you to buy all their crap. They want you to work hard all day in a mindless slave task, pay for more machines to play their indoctrination programs on, to fill your home with pseudo-collectibles in a limited numbered edition of a goddamn zillion. You know all that. We've told you and told you all that. And if you don't believe it by now, there's no hope for you at all. Why are you listening to this show? You might as well climb back over the fence and roll in the mud with the rest of the slavish porkers. Right? But these kids these days, with their cheap-ass gee-gawins, crusted broomsticks, all these youth rads and gimme-bobs, whine and yowl about how their new conspiracy has worse jackboots than the old one did. But the only thing that's really changed are the haircuts. Oh, the governments change eventually, but each time you just get more government and more haircuts. Reading history can lead us to a deep sense of pessimism. Subgeniuses updated and modernized the famous poem written about Nazi Germany by Martin Niemöller, a German Protestant pastor. They came for the terrorists, and I didn't object, for I wasn't a terrorist. They came for the drug dealers, and I didn't object, for I wasn't a drug dealer. They came for the disabled, and I didn't object, for I wasn't disabled. They came for the computer hackers, and I didn't object, for I wasn't a computer hacker. They came for the pornography, and I didn't object, for I wasn't a pornographer. But then they came for the mutes. Serious protesters and some drunks griped that the Subgenius Foundation Incorporated didn't do enough of the right thing about the war. Well, we tried. We visualized world peace, but all we got was a lousy t-shirt slogan. Hey, look, go tell it to the Utney Reader. You're mistaking us for those nice people from Give a Brrr Country. If you believe the conspiracy theorists, the smartest thing any of us could do right now would be to study survivalist manuals, flee this mass media hallucination, buy cheap land in the Yukon, and hide in a dome with a stockpile of canned food, a Dobbs head, and a frop pipe, and practice your aim. Otherwise, learn to give the best oral sex in town from inside a barrel. But we don't trust a conspiracy theorist any more than we trust a conspiracy. Most of them are conspiracy theorists, after all. We trust only Subgenius revealed truth. And that says that the entire conspiracy, us included, is but a parasitic fungus on the skin of the overmind. That the human race is a virus, an infestation, like fleas, and that the host will soon be dipped. Any political argument is thus rendered tragically moot. Knowing this, the Subgenius adheres to patrio-psychotic anarcho-materialism. Yes, each person is different. Each man's wisdom is characteristic of his own individuality. In patrio-psychotic anarcho-materialism, state sovereignty isn't nearly enough. That would be a good start. The Soviet Union broke up? Good. Then, by gobs, it's time for the USA to break up into the disunited states, and then to break up a lot more. Household sovereignty is what we're talking about. If you study chimpanzees or kindergarten children for a week, politics will suddenly make sense. You mustn't let petty primate politics bring you down to their level. Rise up above it. Inflate, blow yourself up, and float placidly high above the middle of the road from whence you can survey how silly they all look.
They look so silly. Are you talking about these job bob, bob blobs?
Have you been doing
blob, job blobbers? No, I didn't
think
they
were. You know, they covet the earth just like I did.
Hobgoblin bob jobbers who were on the job.
Back in the old days when the paint used to covet the earth. Now, it's me saying, just go F yourself. Beware. It's banality at its greatest.
I'm not scared.
It's jabbing, it's digesting, it's hitting, it's
Bob
whacking,
will save
it's cutting.
Me. Bob will protect
These are ways
me.
That you can hurt your Dobbs head. You can drown it, you can launch it, you can
Bob,
whack it, you
are
can
you
scrape
there?
It, you can cut it, you can drill it. You
Bob!
Remember, you should wear goggles
Bob.
When you hurt your Bob head this way. Could,
Bob head!
Because those
Bob.
Dots come shattering off, they could
Bob.
Get in your eyes.
Dots! Dots.
And you don't want the dots to get in your eyes because you might digest them, you could hit them, you could jab them, you could whack them, you could cut them, you could tap them, you could squeeze them, you could drown them, you could launch them, you could scrape them, you could drill them, just remember, wear your goggles when you're smashing your Dobbs head.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what happened? What happened while we were gone, Dr. Howe?
1983, I think it was. There was a I was just looking at the video of that. The little head was hung by a string and lit on fire in a dry Arkansas forest.
You've got that video?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just digitizing it in a video. It's a copy of somebody else's because I didn't have a camera. It's like a Sterno or a Smith. They were the two people, I think, with cameras. But, yeah, and the little head, I'm just looking at it now. It's so terrifying because the head goes...
Yeah. Sparks everywhere. Just, yeah. And there's one guy with a fire extinguisher.
And that's when it shot off and the dog chased it or something. Yeah. Garrett picked it up and carried it away.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob.
Now, did you have pictures
also, that
of
was the one where the dogs carried off Guy Sir Guyon's wallet while he was indisposed mentally.
Yeah, he had like a lizard leather wallet, and it smelled like, and it really smelled like a chew toy to a dog.
His Bolivian driver's license. And
he's like a $375 Bolivian endangered lizard leather wallet
with a little Nazi swastika stamped on it because he hung out with Klaus Barbie.
Yeah, because he liked to hang out with Klaus Barbie.
They would stamp the wallets.
Yeah, they used to stamp the wallets.
It was a thing.
So.
And also the tank of church air.
Do you have other footage of? Do you have any of the footage of walking through that jam room?
Yeah, the stuff that I cut my music video from. You mean in the trailer?
Uh huh.
Yes, I have various things.
Oh man, I'd love to get copies of that stuff.
I'm trying to think of what.
You gotta post that stuff on all whenever you get ready, and you want to distribute it, and you want to put good copies out there,
right?
We should put it on alt.binary/Slack.
You'll have to show me how to do that.
I'll show you how to do that because you put out.
Stop is doing some of that.
Yeah, you can put out the little version for people that want to run it on their phone.
Yeah.
The 11 version. A lot of people want to run that on their phone while they're driving in the box.
Right.
On the BART. They're on the BART. They're on the way to school, to their special school, and they're showing it to their friends on the BART.
Look, here's Subdini's doing this. Okay, now.
Back in 1981, there they are. Look at them. Aren't they funny? Wow, that was only like so many years ago.
Subdini's.
It was before they invented TVs.
Yeah. Before
look at them. They didn't even know how to play their instruments. They just stomped on them and poured lighter fluid on them instead.
And then Sterno walking in Monday morning 11. And saying, what happened to my piano?
Yeah.
What happened? Who might be so sad.
Did you get any video of us jamming?
Yeah, there's video of us that jamming. Smith has of
Brothers Wild
lots
Cherry
of jam,
cough
but no
cups.
Light. It's real hard. But if you know who you're looking at, then you can see
blinding
the young
light.
Janer and the young Philo and the young
no light,
blind. No light and old boxes.
And that was back when days were really dim, so there's like the sun wasn't nearly as bright.
Yeah,
right?
It was the old days, like I think before the Civil War, maybe.
Yeah, and the sun did, the sun was showing about half as bright in those days.
The
so it was
one
like
light
all
in
day
the trailer
dark.
Was actually over the piano, so the images that are well lit. Are Snavely and Jane are just whacking on the piano
the whole time
with saws and hammers and yeah.
Man.
And then I have probably
that's nothing,
3 hours
man.
Of the Tank Queens because I had my D5 hanging the mic the mic was like right here over the Holy Grail, and so I would every 45 minutes go out and pull it down, flip the tape and put it back up and then. Help them for a minute, and then run back.
And you have some of that then, huh?
Yeah, I have audio of that. Just that's hilarious. It's
really?
Balloon Boy and constant Balloon squeals Boy. Of high frequency.
Why don't you put that out on YouTube, man? Put some video on
just
it. Just put it out there on YouTube.
Yeah, trying to think of what video would go with that because it's hours of this stuff, and you have to go through 3-4 hours of.
Who has time to even go through the show? This show right here, this unbelievably great show.
I used to go to the show, but I don't know.
Flips people out.
You don't go to the
freak,
show?
And they freak.
No,
they actually freak. They go down the highway. They turn on the
they
show.
They shouldn't freak.
Calm down. They should take a stress pill. They should not drink so much coffee. You really got to remember, lower your salt intake.
World's
watch your
smallest
diet.
Passenger
you
got to
have more slack in your life.
Yeah,
and if you're driving down Highway 5 and you turn on this show and you go, what the hell is going on over there?
I'm just glad there's no Hitler in it.
If you're on Highway 5
Hitler
right now, would you please
helicopter.
Call us here at 510-848-4425?
Although the Hitler in Valkyrie is tiny.
Please, now, if you're on
he's
Highway
tiny,
5 and you're traveling east, west,
Hitler.
North,
tiny,
south, any direction at all,
Hitler in a way.
You just have to be
but
moving.
The only
or
place,
not
if
moving.
It is
we
the
don't
same
care if you're not
the
moving.
Place that it does work is the eye shots.
What's
when
that?
Hey, Hitler has to sign the Valkyrie agreement.
Yeah, it's on the order.
Where you're going.
Okay, you're all right? You're all right? You know where you're going?
When you sign, you should always read it, even if you're Hitler.
I can't help but read the signs, even though I don't agree with
he's kind of trapped
them.
Because
you don't have to agree with him to read
them. He can't do anything wrong.
Agreeing
so whatever
does have,
to be
doesn't
right.
have anything to do with it.
Sure,
I like the nacho cheese ones.
Yeah.
Nacho cheese dip.
Can you get me to my next stop?
I'd like
fast?
Some nacho cheese dip right now. That would be good.
But
wouldn't it be good if you had donuts? Nacho cheese dip? What if you had, instead of nacho cheese, you had donuts, and then you had a big vat of molten chocolate, and you could just take the donuts and dip them in the chocolate and eat them that way.
In a bubbling river of rich
cheese byproduct.
You got to stay positive. You know,
all perfectly warm.
We always stay positive.
We are totally with the positive.
We're
you know, when the rest of the world sees the zero, the we see the
side.
Plus.
We see the plus. That's right. When the rest of the world is crying and belly aching and wanting to beg us some money,
when the rest of the world feels like it's on the Titanic and it's about to jump,
we just slap. When they have their hand out begging money, we just slap five, man. We give them five.
That's right. Say we got plenty.
We slap their hand and go, yeah, brother.
That's it.
And then we give them,
we work that hard, and we sell the thing, and all we get is
Jesus.
Huh?
They say, Jesus. Everything's totally effed,
Jesus,
so burn it all down. That's what they think. Yeah, it's all bad. It's completely
Bible
messed up, so just burn it down, man.
No, what about the overmen?
That's not the way we are here, though.
The ordained overalls of the overmen.
Oh, no, I don't want to see that.
Protecting
the Overman laundry.
The Overman's oysters from the slings and arrows of cosmic ray bombardment.
You know, when I was on duty, I used to go down to Overman laundry.
Now, who did they evacuate to Guam? It was,
the Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was in the 80s, though, right? And, yeah, they went... I have a video of my friend's van hauling ass down the runway that those poor little Vietnamese people were stuck on for a while, anyway. That would not be fun. But I've been reading about the Fort Pillow Massacre and the events leading up to it, including the Confederate guy who fools the Union guy into surrendering, and then all of those surrendery guys wind up in Andersonville and, for the most part, die horrifically. And I'm thinking about all the fateful decisions by your superiors that just get you into... hot water.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do when you're just
nothing you can
another
do.
Link in the chain, the hierarchy.
And the guy in charge sells you out. Yeah.
Right. But even if you're an individual, you could just be in your home just sitting around, you know.
Exactly.
You could be like a free man, and you could be a...
1 minute at work.
You could be living out there, and, you know, you look over at your next door neighbor, and you see that he's a drug dealer. And
it's all about autonomy.
When they come for the drug dealer, you know, when they came for the drug dealer, I didn't object because I wasn't a drug dealer.
Because I'd already gotten my drugs.
And then they came for the disabled, and I didn't object because I wasn't disabled.
Yes, I...
Then they came for the computer hackers, and I didn't object because I wasn't a computer hacker.
I already entered these sacred precepts.
Then they came for the pornography, and I didn't object for I wasn't a pornographer.
Yes, that was
But then they came for the mutes.
Mutant.
The people that couldn't speak. And I didn't object. And they took me anyway.
You know that spider they named after Neil Young is really butch. Spider.
The bakery people are here already.
Big, nasty-looking, muscular...
So you think we're just manufactured radio personalities? We're just agglomerated together, concludes together, like squashed,
years of history.
Pushed together in a special software algorithm that makes everything work pretty well, just pretty good. It's like pretty good software.
Yeah, but we're mechanical voices that don't quite get the beats right, though. Like the guy on Noah. Weather radio, you know?
Yeah, you know about that. You're like a weather radio Noah man of one, of a conspiracy of one. And you know what? It's your conspiracy. You can make it as big as you want it to be. It can be just a conspiracy of one, or you can just go get the Noah weather radio, man. And you, the two of you guys, go for it. You know, spread the word. You should infiltrate that Noah guy and make him say the things that... Or ask him to say the things that you two guys believe in. It's because it's your conspiracy, man. Do what you can do.
See, they're based on a hamster, the thing is.
Sure, it's based on a hamster, and it's is big, but you don't have to get inside of it.
Hamburger.
See, there's another church secret. don't get inside of the hamster.
No, that is that hamster.
Always
is
remember,
not for,
according to Dobbs, any politician is a liar. Yes, thank you, thank you. Yes, it's true. That is one basic truth: is that the sun rises and politicians lie. The truth is not in them.
For me, the question is:
you have to know what they really are saying by what lies they tell. Yeah. I know, it's amazing. Hey, no, bring it back, bring it back. Yeah, I know, it's amazing, yes, thank you, everyone. Oh, you're so kind. Please, please.
And the crowd
fawning.
Went wild.
It's like the future, but the future happened 25 years ago, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a past
like
future reveal.
Like 28 is the new 11.
Yesterday. It's like... you find out tomorrow that you should have known something 20 years ago about something that was going to happen 10 years ago. And if you had, then what you did tomorrow would be done in a much better way.
Well, very good question would be, what year is this actually? I mean, what year is this really?
This year? This is 1998. What do you think, man?
Yes, exactly.
It's 1998.
Not the false conspiracy enumeration of years.
Why did you want something?
It's always 1998 until the X's come. Just remember that.
For you never know when the alien space monsters come.
Did you see this picture of the subgeniuses that, when viewed from outer space, they spelled out their names of Bob, spelled out the name of Bob and Butts, like raising the cracks? Yes.
Yes, that was the X-Day.
Raising their cracks skyward.
Let me see if I recognize that that particular.
That buttocks.
Probably some that I...
Yeah, we were talking about...
probably some that you actually
Hal was talking about God's buttocks on his last show, which is...
I was what?
You had your way with those.
You're talking about buttocks. You were talking about Moses seeing God's butt in...
Oh, yes, Moses.
Moses saw God's butt, that was a bad thing, man.
No, it was a reward God gave Moses.
You betcha, that's exactly how deities work. Come on.
It was not bad, it was...
Yeah, but it was bad because didn't it burn Moses' eyes?
No, it just got a bad name later when Satan picked up on the same habit and everybody had to kiss his butt.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then everybody thought, okay, since I got to kiss
he could only show a part of himself. So, you know what that reminds me of? That was probably the tentacle part. That was the part that had the tentacles hanging off of it. Because if you think about how sex goddesses are designed, they have the tentacles coming off their back area. Their posterior area is the predominant protuberance from where most of the tentacles, come.
They're long enough to do the reach around, Philo.
They can do the reach around. They can reach around on themselves even, but that's not the point. It's whether they can perform these necessary sexual ritualistic acts of deviancy. It's whether or not they have their posterior covered with tentacles, and that is in itself analogous to maybe what Moses saw when God showed him his backside. That's the only point of it. That's the only salient point I was going to make on the entire show tonight.
Oh, I'm glad we got that out of the way, man.
God does not play nice.
Yeah, the doggy does play right.
You know, you swivel around and show your pink Dobbs head. I swivel around and show them
it's
a picture
overman
of an overman,
overman
the
head.
Face of the overman.
The
God swivels around, and what does he
the
show?
Overman is that overman God is the only
it.
Guy that can approach the
Moses
aliens without getting
see?
Killed. So
what
assuming you'll be able to see, I became an overman for a short amount of time just so
right
I could go
the
with the overmans to go see some aliens and get whoosed
alien?
Into the... Yeah, I went into a UFO, and I hung out with the overman in the UFO. As he made music with them. And I met a cheerleader with a chainsaw.
Yep. It's really going to happen this year.
It is?
Yep.
What's going to happen?
It's going to happen
7 a.m. July the 5th. They'll be here this year. We don't have to wait anymore. They're going to be here now.
It's going to be Mark too.
Everyone will cry. All of those who weren't smart enough to figure out a way to get at least get a pamphlet that they can try to con their way in. with instead? Where are they?
They have to pay the $30 or they won't survive the iconoclasm.
I've heard tell that some may be able to ride in a bilge tank based on a first-come, first-served basis if they have at least got a pamphlet. When they show up at the door with a pamphlet, they might be able to ride in the tank, tank where the bilge water and the
Colonel Bilgewater. I've heard all about that, but the fact is that
sewage storage tanks.
The buck and the doe dwell in the same forest.
The hollowware does still hold the dance
traces. I have chicken before Bob, but fowl like the birds of the ground. The Moronicus, chapter 30, verse 12.
And then the beasts of the hollow earth emerge from the cave of
the beast of Hollow Mountain.
Nothingness.
As described before, in the Edicts of the Green Energy Archons.
Just remember, by the time the things that we know are going to happen became the way that they are, it was too late for us to do anything about it.
The thing in the cellar, the thing with two heads, or just plain the thing.
You can't think about what you need to know until after it's already happened.
Thing that wouldn't die.
That's how fast things are moving these days.
The thing on the doorstep.
Oh, no. You gotta tie a knot.
The thing that's not gonna do it back.
You have to tie a knot in it to keep it from leaking.
Well, you probably remember that story. It was the body of asinine weight in a vat far gone state of decomposition. But there were many other things that appear, and of course there's the thing by the side of the road. The thing, can you take it? The thing, next 17 exits. The thing, fresh cherry cider for sale. The thing, what is it? You know, the thing.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Did you guys ever stop and go to see the thing, either of you?
Yeah.
And what is it?
Well, one thing about the thing is that when you go see the thing, that you have to sign a form when you go in that says you're not going to tell other people what the thing is.
Blog, dang it.
You have to keep it a secret the rest of your life. And if you ever... One time, I was with a guy. We were just driving across country, and we stopped at one of those roadside rest areas, and we went in to take to relieve ourselves at the men's room, and we were standing next to each other in these adjacent stalls. And he happened to mention what the thing was, and he blew up right there next to me in the adjacent stall. And I had to drive all the way back by myself with all his cool stuff in the back seat.
Did you get any on you?
No, it was he completely just disappeared. You know, that's what I told
interesting story. You know,
they believed me after a while. It took me a while to convince them because there was never any body found. But I told him,
Gilbert Shelton, who drew the Adventures of the Fabulous Furry Freak.
Right.
He and his wife Laura were traveling, and they came past the thing, and so Gilbert went in to see what it was, and he asked her, you know, "Are you coming?" She said, "No, I don't care about that stupid thing. I'll just wait in the car. You know, you go on in, see the thing if that's what you want. You go on." So he went in, and then he came out, and she said, "Well, what was it?" And he never told her. And he's never told her to this day because
you don't know about that
thing.
When you go in to see the thing is that they're going to make this, they're going to put this thing, they're going to stick this thing in your head.
This thing, that's activated it's in my head and my legs
so that
are
if
on
you
fire.
Ever tell anyone what the thing is, that it automatically causes you to blow up.
The thing I know about is disembodied hands and it lives with lurks
The hand? It? Cousin It? No, that was
It in the pit. You know, I wasn't talking
about any
disembodied hands, and I wasn't talking about anybody in any pit. I was talking about the thing. The thing
I know
by
what you're
the
talking
side.
About. I don't have to tell you what the thing is, Dr. Howe, because you know what the thing is, right?
I know.
Yes.
And you know what happens if you say what the thing is, right?
But does that still hold after all these years?
Hey, well, try it. You want to take the risk? Go ahead. You've seen the thing.
No, I
don't.
You
know what can happen.
Not that adventurous.
You know what can happen. You signed the paper. You had the wire installed into your skull. You know the satellite is still in orbit. It's been held up
by... Well, actually, I never had anything installed in my skull.
Don't you remember that little bit of when you felt real sleepy?
Hey, Philo, they don't know about that.
I know, but that's how the mechanism of the thing is that's how the failsafe device is managed.
I never felt sleepy, as you put it, at all. I was conscious throughout the entire operation. Visit.
Sure, yeah. Well, you thought you were conscious. You only remember the parts you were conscious. You don't know about the parts you weren't conscious. That's why you were unconscious, so you wouldn't remember it. Duh.
Well, it's as if I see through a glass darkly.
Yeah. Yeah, see, and it's dark stuff inside the glass. So even if you could see through the glass, and it's a black glass, even if it wasn't a black glass,
you
want to
remember that in this church they feed you the dark stuff inside.
Clear instead of dark, you couldn't see through it.
Everything I do, I rush through so I can do something else.
Let's think of some derogatory terms for normal people. You want to?
You mean like
mundanes? They're always making up words for
mudheads.
How about?
Yeah,
here's some derogatory terms.
The norm words from the book. Back to
the land of the mudheads recently. I would really like.
How about a clock jockey?
Hang out in the casino world for a little while.
That's a good one. Clock jockey.
How about a jingle rod?
Drinking their beer, working like suckers.
How about a can sucker? Speaking of suckers.
Can Tam.
A jazz bowl.
How about a planet warmer?
Ooh.
How about an unexamined life liver?
It's not worth living, is it?
How about a TV monkey?
But isn't it kind of a jinx to be loading abuse and scorn on the unfortunate normals? After all, we struggle in the same soup as do they.
Well, that's true. I was just being a little bit petty, I guess. Yes, I guess that's true. Calling him God fodder.
A normal might save
calling
your life.
Calling him God
someday.
Fodder is probably a little bit derogatory.
How about God wads? Huh?
God wads, yeah. How about panic bait?
Our fodder, which art in heaven.
How about Satan finger?
Go figure. Giant ants.
We're going to run those numbers.
Giant ants, a significant menace.
Well, it looks like we have exactly 132 more years of show.
But if a giant ant bites you, apparently you too must become a giant ant.
I want to be the man.
Really? Is that true? So what about these
that
giant
movie
ants? Now, did these giant rats eat the giant ants?
No, they ate grains, as I told you.
Giant
like humans.
Grains. They had to eat a whole field.
Why is it we all make faces?
They had to make
a face. If you know it's there, you make a face at the high-res
camera.
Yeah,
make a face.
And then you can talk.
Is there somebody out there?
Those people?
Somebody out there making a face?
They don't hear because they've already passed by the speaker by the time the 11 or 15-second delay has occurred. So they're really confused.
They were out there
these
gesticulating
nowadays,
at us?
They just don't try.
They don't try. Pinks in my days.
Yeah.
Pinks in my days.
It's a mediocre mentality. It's so dull and sluggish.
Little slugs turn you on.
See, you can see in the back here, we're building the show as we go along. The show actually just extends about half an inch out in front of us while we're doing it.
And when you come to the show and you come in the back way, please don't tease the zombie that is in the cage back there. It's just not nice.
It's constructed and then suddenly at 5 a.m., there's a tiny little gap and the next show starts.
Yeah. There'll be some break toward normalcy.
Have we got five
that's
Thursdays
how you go back
in
to
the
use the
month
words
of March?
Milo was just giving you the secret church words.
Five Thursdays in the month of March.
Do we? Oh, we do, huh?
I'll give you that much. They're anagrams. You know, he's saying a word, but you have to translate that word into a
different word.
I got to slide down the mountain on slats of wood, the other, or fiberglass.
You escaped from Slats Mountain?
Yeah. And I graduated education director with a high school degree in interior decorator design.
But what about Hearts Mountain? You can't feed your parakeet unless you go there.
I lived at the top of Hearts Mountain once. They made those
four
little
leaf
bells
clovers,
shaped out of seeds.
Yellow moons. Pink.
Remember those shell, those seed-shaped bells that the little birds would nibble on?
Birdie bells.
Bells.
They're on Fantasy Subgenius Island, where any wish you have comes true. This is where you can go.
Yeah,
next day.
I wish, I don't know, world peace,
this is where the subgenius Bob world comes
along. I could have anything I wanted.
Okay, Al just asked for 12 Vicodin.
With pointed
now, do you
horns
believe in
on
the
their
theory that the Garden of Eden was a
yeah.
fallout shelter?
If the Vikings took Vicodin and dropped their swords and fell through...
What if they took Viagra and raised
and
their swords?
And then Vicodin, because they forgot they took the Viagra.
Yeah,
and
their
then
swords
they raised
went
their
they
swords,
thought they were taking
Viagra,
but they took Vicodin.
That's not their
instead.
Sword.
Yeah, well, it's, it works
what if they
ways.
Raised their
But they died
staff.
With their sword in their hand.
Yeah. In the little outhouse out back, because they were thinking about the Valhalla.
They just
goddesses.
Died, and then their friend put their sword in their hand after they died.
So,
that would be a difficult one to rule on.
It's so complicated. Yeah, I know. It just gets more. It's like a JPEG, you know, more and more layers get added to the story, and before you know it,
Adam and Eve did survive.
And speaking of Rulons, weren't they the age old enemy of the Dino Riders?
So that's what the writers of the Bible meant. Those various
hey, what am I going to do with all these zombies? We've only got about 20 minutes of show left.
Corral them into the backyard. You know, they can be submerged in a swimming pool without much harm to them.
Yeah, you can store them in the pool. And if you put enough Jell-O in the pool, then that'll sort of keep them immobile as well.
Have zombies wiggling in a huge pile of Jell-O in your swimming pool?
You fill the pool and make Jell-O out of it. Put the zombies in there, and then put the top on it. They can't do much except sort of like... They'll just hold it sort of held in a state of semi-stasis.
You don't think they'd eventually flounder out? Then?
No, I don't
wiggle
think...
around in the
I think once
jelly.
You have a solid... because of the physics involved, once they're solidly encased in the Jell-O, it will make it very difficult for them to move around within the Jell-O amongst themselves, even if they have the inclination.
Well, I wish I could believe you, but if our experience with these creatures has shown us anything,
we've got plenty
it's
of
that
experience with them. That's
they always manage to get away, get loose, and get you, no matter how slowly and palsied their movement and how stumbling and bumbling their spasmodic activity is, they always manage to win in the end. They eventually get you.
Ain't got that much.
Yep.
Boy, the callers are going crazy. Like
your callers are so
caller.
Funny.
You're trying
you
so hard
me
to
up.
Be Michael Pepe.
Callers crack me up. I mean it this time. I'm not lying this time.
You ever have crackers call you up?
Yeah, we've got crackers calling up and callers cracking
crackers.
Up. Uppers cracking calls. Callers cracking uppers.
Callers on crack again.
But evil gypsies curse
it's
me.
Monstrous,
curse me,
horrible, of gigantic size,
my life.
And coming this way. Huge,
big feet.
Horrendous,
stop
unthinkable, guns can't stop it, dynamite
angry
won't
zombies.
Stop it.
The zombies that are left, that we can't even get them to perform in a movie anymore, they're on strike right now.
Even nuclear fire. As first announced
and, you know,
by
back
the
in the
searing
old days
flash
when,
that
when
began
Saddam
the atomic
era
have no effect against gargantuar in
what happened that
War of the Bohondas.
Now that Osama is in hiding and Saddam is dead, what happened to
Saddam
the
Saddam and Osama?
I wish I'd seen War of Bohondas.
Bohondas.
It was shown in 128 O vision. Yeah. That
oh
one
my.
Time, and then it was Yang.
I don't feel at all well. I.
You because if you see it in Mimico vision, that's really small screen,
huge,
really tiny,
towering, overpowering.
That's the kind they watch on their
bigger
cell phone.
Than skyscrapers, yeah, yeah. Bigger than bridges.
Lots of people watch. Lots
the
of young people
thing
watch.
Since creation.
Mimico vision.
They don't care.
No, they don't care. They were over here and they don't care. They're over here like this and they're fine.
Nothing can stop them except
Mimico
dynamite.
Vision. Show is this anyway?
Schmo.
It's a show about 100-pound weaklings that make six women pregnant.
They do? Well, I guess there's something
at the same
center.
Time.
Now, what about this gig where I have to be what now? What was it? Puzzling Evidence wants me to be in some
movie.
Improper
he wants
video.
You to be a movie. And well, somebody's going to have sex with an alien.
Alien creatures are threatening this planet.
One time we offered a contest on this show where the winner would have sex with an alien.
And that's a prize rather than
about
a
what
penalty?
Yeah.
There it goes. I'm running the movie now. There's
that
the female
the
alien eating.
Female
alien. Now that's what you can
hear
expect
about
when you see the sex
that had
goddesses.
A, that had a VCR that no matter what tape they put in, it showed the same murder over and over again.
But it'll feel great. And then you'll see the
murderous VCR.
I'm actually working on a videotape of what I did for the real X-Kid.
Really?
Yeah. I was out in the desert with a bunch of guns and people.
I saw that thing that John Baugh wrote about you on Laughing Squid.
Yeah.
Really?
That was nice.
Was it a review? A good review?
Yeah.
It was a little outing, yeah.
Yeah, it was like the
it just killed the show. Everything got really
did.
Quiet.
It did. Killed the show.
Well, what did
quiet.
It say? Can you recapitulate the contents?
It said, Puzzling Evidence is so cool. Here's his videos and stuff. He's got all this stuff. He's cool. He's got a brainy, super brain intellect. And his humor is all over the place. And that's just sort of a recap of what he said. He said it in a much cooler way, much smarter way.
Because he's John Law.
With a lot of extra words and stuff. And I did it in a briefer, more dumb way.
Well, you did it in
but
the,
I did
the
it.
I am way that goes on the iPhone.
I did it because we want this to go over to certain parts of the world that aren't ready for that kind of concepts yet.
Right.
They have to
It'll take
keep
a
their
while.
Concepts more homogenous, so
that's
to speak.
That's what globalization's really about. Our show
and
being
that's
in
no
many
bull.
Countries.
It's in many countries right
yeah,
now.
That's
we have
a
to
good,
think about
good thing for most
breeding animals on the show. That can be sold in many countries. And when we breed the animal, we actually have to breed the animal itself. Our,
terrible.
Us, it's a bummer. Dr. Howe, we have to watch Dr. Howe do it over and over again.
It was my
it's
sickening
secret
job.
It's sickening. Because right now, all we're doing are chickens, and watching him do a chicken is really...
They called me Insemity Sam.
Gonna get really ugly watching him do chicken.
I use a turkey baster on the turkey and a chicken baster on the chicken.
That's
chickens
not
are
that's
sticking
not
these
a
chickens
baster.
In my finger licking.
Calling it a baster. That's
it's
not
my
a
little
baster.
Knicker. It's my
yeah,
finger
your little
licking
knicker.
Chicken sticker.
Look, well, don't talk of don't yeah. criticize it. It has to be
I'll just
a certain
pick out
size and shape
here.
For the chicken.
The trick
to
of picking chicken is picking what chicken to pick.
You have to put the cloaca. I put it in the cloaca.
Hey, watch your mouth. It's a
that's the same
program.
Place where the eggs come out and
that's
the
right.
other things.
The egg, the source of all
go
life.
In.
Or is it?
If you're out in the playa and you're in Flash's
you see,
whale.
With eternal reincarnation.
The cloaca was the entry and
you
exit
might
point.
Be reincarnated as a huge whale or as a tiny chicken emerging from the shell.
And if you're a chicken, they're going to tie you up to a chicken pulling truck. You'll be pulling a truck across the desert with you and your fellow chickens, and you
Could
guess
be.
What you're going to be using. To pull the truck with.
Chicken fingers? What?
Yeah, you'll think it's a finger, but it's not.
Oh, it's not really a finger?
No, it's your chicken phallus, your chicken pecker.
Well, that's not really my
it's
name.
Chicken pecker.
Oh, yeah, a chicken pecker. Arthur Chicken Pecker and Mrs. Henrietta Chicken Pecker of the Philadelphia Chicken Peckers.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Founded the original Chicken Pecker Foundation, which studies barnyard humor.
Yes, and what did they find out? What were their major conclusions?
Well, it's a staple of it. You have to be raised to the rural life to appreciate it. Otherwise, it just seems bizarre and out of whack. But Walt Disney came off a farm.
Whacking off a lot.
And his
right.
Kansas City boys liked nothing more than a gag about a cow getting her udder pinched. Barnyard humor.
Cow getting her udder pinched.
Yes.
That's not a cow, that's my wife.
Utterly beautiful. Well, I'm sure you can't resist a pinch now and then. Just make sure she's real, they're real.
He said, not me.
You're talking about... I mean, you went to the subject of this, but following through.
I'm worried sick. Worried. I'm just worried over and over again about how big these machines have gotten to be and the budget.
The budget is being used up?
The budget is completely
Jack Black.
Gone.
Uh-oh.
Completely gone.
How did that happen? Who let that happen?
Who let the black out?
We put too much slanted script in this in this script.
We can change it before next week.
Can we put less italics next time?
Yeah, I thought everybody wanted this.
We did, but that's in the when we're measuring with a metric system.
Oh, got it, yeah.
When we're using the English system, we're supposed to have our word art, our toes out. And our
toes out.
Right. And our
right toes out.
We're not, like, putting our heads in the sand anymore. Can't avoid this. We got to get in line.
Yes, get in line now.
And we got to put
this exciting motion picture.
The stuff that was slanted, italicized, we got to put straighten them back up.
Oh, Wyatt.
Start
there
now.
There could be an Italian vocab test here in a couple
of minutes. I'll be back in about a half an hour to check on you guys.
Thank you. You're too kind.
I think I'll stay and just watch and supervise.
Well, we're going to do our special dance number.
Okay, let's go.
Television ready? And motion pictures are alike because in both,
a series
of still pictures is flashing before your eyes.
And what do you have over there, my bunny boy? Look at that. A pristine specimen of its kind. Glittering and bright in the smokeless air.
Okay, cartoon starting, man.
It's a Scott Bradley cartoon opener for an MGM cartoon.
Straddling the socks. Get over there. Get on top of the socks.
The socks?
The socks.
You're gonna
have
socks on the radio?
It's a pile of socks.
A sock pile or a stock pile?
And that's the most attractive pile of socks I've seen.
There it goes. The show's sinking below the waves now.
Oh.
Only 10 minutes left
of the
show.
There it goes. Look. The TV set is going down, down.
Whoa. There it goes. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
I like the way they make them
it
underwater
and
versions.
Oh, it looks sad.
It has a mind of its own.
I think it bit me.
Really? That might get infected.
I know. It's throbbing.
And today we ask the question, how skinny do top models have to be?
Well, look at some of these. They are swaying like reeds in the wind. I'd like you to meet Willow. Willow is 26 years old, interested
in... Wait, turn the other way. I can't see you when you turn sideways.
...and water ski, gum shoe, street hopping, clod hopper bopping. For the talent section of the program, she will play Il Bostino's Arrampeggio from the opera Rutabaga Semperfiora. Yeah,
so if you scrape the bones, you'll be able
to
see.
Head off to the refreshment
the
counter.
Exhibit
so
on the
you don't
left.
Have to watch this dull entry. So, how are you? How's the sales in your territory?
You
know, I just came back from Kansas City. I planted some items. Nothing spectacular.
Sales
but,
are up, but not quite as high as our cancellations.
You're still working on that same commission from the Runciter Corporation.
Yes,
Mr. Brundage, I remember him very well.
We only get paid on the sales we make, and we don't have to worry about any losses we have to take.
Then in Kenosha, business. Dublin, Topeka, and, of course, Yucaipa, we had an increase in sales personnel, which evened out over the last fiscal quarter.
Pretty soon we'll be able to sell anything to anybody with...
Yes, we can sell them a manna freezer to an Eskimo.
We'll get $100 for selling nothing to no everybody.
Yes, it'll all, in fact, eventually require no one even go out on the road.
Find a monkey, win instant cash.
Because the exchange, after all, doesn't occur down here on the street where we're trying to sell a vacuum cleaner to some frowsy housefrau, but up in the capitals of industry. So, well, come on, everybody, throw all your possessions, clothes, wallets, everything into this hopper, and it may give us some of the power we need to unfreeze and leave this planet. There you go. First donation. Here they all come, folks. This is great. Oh, you're so generous. Thank you so much. Oh, my dear friends, this is great. Well, hey, wait a minute. Are you sure this is the... Oh, I see. Well, we're ready.
Did you hear about
the
dog that called the police to tell its and embarked into the phone? It called 911, embarked into the phone, and the police
came. He's been shot.
And it turns out that the man was having a heart attack, but when the police got there, the dog wouldn't let him go inside. He was protecting the master.
He protected him fine up to then, but then...
Finally, they had to shoot the dog, and then the man succumbed to the heart attack. It's a bummer. It's a
and when he did
the gum,
the dog
the bummer?
Wept and cried.
The bummer,
the bummer is the guy was not safe.
The guy had just opened a full can of dog food, and the cat and the dog didn't even have a chance to eat it yet.
But the man
so
came down.
The man caused him to waste that dog food. The man did that. If it wasn't for the man coming down on the people like that, and that dog calling 911. Right. If the dog hadn't been indoctrinated to call the man, that other guy might still be alive. He might have been able just to make it over to his medicine chest.
But this is all idle speculation, Doctor. One can't
still be alive.
Really, to tell
this other guy's important to whom? What I mean, what? Why do we care about this other guy? I just don't think the story's going anywhere.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Some people care inordinately.
Let's take that story out of the final mix. You want to?
Genius Frappiter.
Put this on the actually put this on the air. We'll take that part out. Okay.
All right, here we go. We're taking it out. It'll take about 6 minutes.
Did you know they found
you can hear the Hoover in the
evidence
background.
Of God that God had a beard?
Really?
Yeah.
Big hairs or something?
Yeah, big long hairs that
in
they
space?
Found in the ocean and in space. And they're the same. They have the same DNA. They found them in the middle of the ocean, at about 10,000 feet down.
Yeah, God hair.
And they're big hairs.
Wow.
They're like big pubic hairs. They came off of that place that Moses saw.
But not what Moses saw.
Not what, but it's just some of the evidence that Moses saw a place that had these big hairs on it. Because the hairs are still here, floating around in the
with
ocean.
With most of the puzzling evidence, even after all this time.
And actually, it's one of the things in the lower atmosphere that causes a problem with sunspots. It interacts with sunspots and satellite transmissions.
Well, I'm glad that's all wrapped up, because the chain of command is important in any campaign.
It's
and
true.
Now that that's hashed
so
out, we can move forward with the first phase of Operation Subflop.
Subfarm?
Subflop, I believe.
Subflop.
Flop in the computational
like
manner
megaflops.
Of petaflops, teraflops, and so forth.
Yeah. Meta, Terra, Zeta. Zeta flops.
They lovely girls. I took them all to lunch on Tuesday.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Mega, Zeta, and
oh, I Tara. Shouldn't have eaten that radioactive donut in the ante room. I feel not all well.
I saw that radioactive donut box, and
you would ever say it glows.
You know, I thought seriously. I speculated it, and then I saw
I don't know
puzzling
why.
Evidence
I
speculating
fell.
Over it.
I ate the
and I thought to myself, if
donut.
He eats one, I think I will probably just hurl.
Well, I think that's happening to me. I'm going to be able to drink one of my favorite.
Really? You do? That's,
you would hurl here hammers? In front of all of us?
In front of all who mattered. God and country. Yes, I
your
stood
dog?
Up and... Oh, my
have
dog,
done
too.
That before?
He was an
with
eager auditor of this important ceremony. Yeah, and, of course, I trained
you know,
the brute.
That's the one.
Here, Jocko, I said, jump up here,
I've
good fellow, and he would. He would reward me with
a
large grin. Of course, he was old. He was old in those days. He needed a boost.
Well, he's older now than he was then, right?
A shot of methyl amphetamine in the left buttocks.
Ah, that's how you've kept him going all these years,
well, that was
right?
training. You impel from the front, and you push from the rear, and
you're pushing from the rear, and this is your dog.
You've simply got to get this dog in shape for St. Dobbs Day. Because he's going to be seen by all the other doggies in the neighborhood.
He
needs to hold his head up high, wear a bright red ribbon, and
contest.
Memorize subgenius philosophical dogma.
Subgenius dog.
Subgenius dogma.
Dogma. Oh, dog. Dog.
Well,
she dog.
Dog my cat.
She's dog, my man.
Doggy. Well, doggy.
He's time to get out of here.
Okay. Well, I guess we will in that case. Don't forget to visit Puzzling Evidence TV on YouTube. It's your favorite choice.
Puzzling Evidence TV.
Millions and
of
millions
you and of me.
Viewers are seeing it all the time now. And you can visit that.
And don't forget to make many comments.